mindfulness of breathing, or a sitting meditation. This practice will take a little longer, around 20 minutes, and so it's important to find a place where you can sit comfortably and you're unlikely to be disturbed for the duration of your mindfulness practice. And so coming to sit in your chair, making sure that you're as comfortable as can be, with your feet on the floor, legs uncrossed, your bottom well placed back in the seat, with your back resting against the back of the chair, or if you feel able, perhaps a little away from the back of the chair, as this sometimes helps your attention to stay more awake and for your mind to be a little more present with your practice. You might even choose to alternate between having your back against the chair and a little bit away from it. You might choose to practice with your eyes closed or keep them open. And if your eyes are open, perhaps dropping your gaze towards the floor with a slightly soft focus, allowing your attention to be a little more inwardly directed. And so beginning our practice by dropping into an awareness of the body, a sense of the body sitting here, supported by the chair, supported by the floor. And now guiding the attention to the soles of the feet, tuning into an awareness of the contact that your feet are making with the ground underneath. A sense of pressure and contact, warmth, or anything else that you're noticing. Perhaps a sense of the feet as a whole. Contact with your socks, or an awareness of your shoes, if your shoes are on. And now allowing your attention to drift upwards a little into the lower legs, the knees, noticing the fold and bend at your knees, becoming aware of your upper legs, perhaps particularly noticing sense of contact and pressure and support from the seat of the chair. Tuning into your sitting bones and balancing as best as you can from one side to the other so that you feel steady and stable, balanced, grounded. Guiding the attention into your back, the whole of the back of your body. And in particular, a sense of lift and length in your spine from bottom to top. Perhaps even allowing the top of your head to glide ever so slightly closer to the ceiling, creating that sense of lift, maybe even a sense of dignity and wakefulness, which will support your practice and your ability to stay attentive and observant. Taking some care of your neck and maybe dropping your chin a little, noticing the effect of that on the back of your neck. Perhaps a sense of openness, a sense of ease, maybe. Allowing the shoulders to drop a little, releasing any sense of holding around the sweep of your own shoulders. Allowing the arms to rest and be supported against whatever they're resting on. No need to do anything for the next few moments. Perhaps bringing the attention to your face now, and bringing some softness there, if that's possible for you. Perhaps softness around the forehead, or the eyes, or the jaw area. So sitting here with an awareness of your body, a sense of groundedness, perhaps a sense of lift and length and spaciousness in the upper body, a sense of softness around the shoulders and in the face, or simply just noticing what's here for you in this moment. An awareness of your body. It may be that the mind has wandered off quite a few times already, and noticing that this will inevitably happen, it's as if our mind is constantly churning out thoughts. And yet each time we notice the mind wandering, this is a moment of wakefulness, a moment of mindfulness. We can notice what's here, and we can redirect our attention with kindness to ourselves because we haven't made a mistake, back to where we're placing our attention. And as we move forwards in this sitting practice or breath practice, we can now bring the attention to an awareness of our own breathing, deliberately shifting our focus of attention to the sensations of our breath. And you may notice that the mind has wandered off again and we're thinking about breathing. So rather than thinking about breathing, noticing if it's possible to tune into the sensations and the experience of the breath itself. Perhaps beginning with an awareness of our breathing at the level of our nose and throat. What happens here as we breathe in? Perhaps a sensation of cool, maybe dry air entering the nose and the throat. And tuning in also to the sensations of the out-breath, which may be different. Perhaps warmer and moister air leaving our body as we breathe out. Bringing the attention a little further into the journey of the breath, perhaps by noticing movements at the top of the chest. Maybe a sense of lift and expansion just under your collarbones. And travelling further down, perhaps, into the area of your ribs. Noticing if it's possible to sense into any experience of the breath here. Movement of the ribs, perhaps against the sides of your upper arms. Maybe even noticing if there's any awareness of movement inside the chest at this level. And now also including any awareness of your breath right down in your tummy area, any sense of expanding and softening. Maybe noticing that the in-breath involves a little effort in the body, and the out-breath that follows is simply a letting go. The body letting go of the breath. Breathing in, knowing that you're here and you're experiencing an in-breath. Breathing out, also knowing that you're here and you're experiencing an out-breath. And as the mind wanders, just noticing that and releasing the thought, returning to the experience of the breath. And doing that again and again, as many times as it takes. Perhaps noticing if the mind is settling a little or not. But practice this noticing, this letting go of thinking, and this returning to the breath. Again and again. And as you experience your own breath, you may notice that at the end of an in-breath, there's a little pause. where an in-breath turns into an out-breath. At the end of the out-breath, you might notice there's another pause before the body knows how to breathe in again. Breathing in, air becoming breath. The turn of the breath to an out-breath, breath becomes air. Staying with that journey of the in-breath and the out-breath for as long as you find you can, before the mind becomes more interested in something else, perhaps planning what needs to be next done in your day, or maybe thinking over something in your past. So noticing if the mind has wandered, releasing the thought, and returning with gentleness to yourself, to this experience of the sensations of your breathing. And as the practice continues, you might notice that each time the mind wanders off, it may wander off in a similar direction. Maybe noticing if there's a pattern of persistent thinking, and recognizing if this is a familiar pattern to you. Worrying or busyness, or anything else that you might recognize. So that as the practice continues, you might stay a little longer just noticing and recognizing some of your own habits of thought and mind. Perhaps even noticing if that pattern of thinking has an impact on how you're feeling, just in a very light touch way, becoming familiar with your own patterns. And as you notice, then just letting go again, and with gentleness to yourself, coming back to the breath, anchoring yourself in the flow and experience of your own breathing. And doing that again and again, mind wanders, noticing where it goes to, anything that seems familiar, and then just letting go and returning to the anchor of the breath. And if your mind wanders 100 times, you simply notice that 100 times and come back. Getting to know yourself in this way. And still finding a way to anchor in your own breathing. And if you find that connecting with the breath causes a little struggle for you, or there's some difficulty there, knowing that you can also return to steadying yourself in an experience of your own body sitting here, perhaps in a particular part of the body, the feet or your seat. And once you feel more settled, coming back to the breath again when you feel ready. So bringing some ease into your practice. Staying with the breath as best as you can. Noticing mind wandering and coming back, as you choose to the breath, or perhaps to a part of the body if that's better for you, as a first step. And now just settling into the flow of the breath. Breathing in, noticing how the body moves as we breathe in, and the sensations associated with the journey of the breath. Breathing out, noticing how the body moves as you breathe out. And now experimenting with the possibility that the breath may be able to travel beyond the confines of your lungs, into the whole of the body, down into your legs and your arms and up into the head, so that we breathe as if we could breathe into the whole body, filling your body with a sense of the breath and a sense of awareness, an awareness of just being here. Breathing in, a whole body breathing in. Breathing out, whole body breathing out. A whole body sitting here breathing.